Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Karen Reed back in court on Monday, Tuesday, the 7th. I'm off on my day, still recovering from the holidays. The courtroom, it was tense. Kind of a stark contrast to the bitter cold outside in that part of the country. The latest developments in the high-profile case against Karen Reed, it's injecting a fresh dose of urgency and controversy into the trial, already, of course, mirrored with forensic disputes and allegations of corruption. Clock clicked past 9 a.m., and the judge, Beverly Cano, back in her seat, resumed the hearing that had already left seasoned courtroom observers debating its twists and turns. Dr. Marie Russell, the defense's dog bite expert, on the stand today. Her presence signaling another contentious chapter as we begin here, getting closer to another Karen Reed trial. She said, quote, "No car accident scenario could create that configuration of wounds on the arm," quote unquote. Russell asserted confidently. Her testimony was pivotal to Reed's defense, which maintained that John O'Keefe's injuries, central to the prosecution's theory of vehicular homicide, were instead inflicted by a dog. The stakes couldn't have been higher, of course, with both sides clashing over the admissibility and the credibility of Russell's findings. The prosecution, led by Hank Brennan, wasted no time discrediting Russell's methodology, and for good reason. Saying, quote, "You're relying on personal experiences and articles, not a published standard," Brennan stated flatly. Russell bristled. "It's a multifactorial process," she replied, emphasizing her 30 years of emergency room experience. Brennan's line of questioning grew sharper then. He pressed her on the absence of canine DNA on O'Keefe's clothing and the inconsistencies in her prior testimony, saying, quote, "At trial, you said these wounds might be scratches or bites. Now you're certain they're bites?" Brennan's voice dripped of skepticism. Russell stood her ground, explaining that her views had solidified after reviewing additional materials post-trial, yet Brennan's relentless cross-examination highlighted a significant gap. Russell had never examined Chloe, the dog allegedly responsible, nor measured its jaw. Instead, the prosecution pointed to experts like Jonathan Walsh, who concluded that O'Keefe's injuries were not dog-related. Adding fuel to the fire, Brennan revealed that the state had created a mold of Chloe's teeth He argued that discrepancies between the dog's bite and O'Keefe's wounds cast further doubt on Russell's conclusions. Defense attorney Robert Alessi continued with vigor, saying, "If you ran an artificial intelligence program, you couldn't come up with a better expert on this topic," he said, underscoring Russell's credentials and experience. The courtroom's focus shifted as Alessi challenged the prosecution's failure to present its own dog bite specialist. Isn't this interesting? We're now bringing out AI into the courtroom and saying, "And she's smarter than AI."
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. No one is smarter than AI. But the hearing was far from the mere academic debate. The specter of a cover-up, it loomed large. Defense attorneys accused law enforcement of tampering with evidence to frame Reed. Trooper Michael Proctor's suspension following regrettable messages was also a flashpoint, with the defense pushing for access to his emails and texts, saying, quote, "Transparency is the cornerstone of justice," Alessi argued, demanding full disclosure of Proctor's records. At the heart of the controversy was a Google search allegedly made by Jen McCabe, a key figure in this case, just hours after O'Keefe's death. "How long to die in cold?" the search read. The prosecution moved to exclude testimony from Richard Green, the forensic analyst who unearthed the search, calling it speculative and misleading. Yet the defense insisted it was a smoking gun, evidence of a conspiracy to shield the real perpetrators. Isn't it amazing how, like, one side goes, "This is the smoking gun," and the other side's like, "It means nothing."
Yeah.
Like, how do you have something that is that hot or cold? I would think it'd be a little more in the middle. Like, well, it kind of means something, but, you know, you're going to argue strongly against the most damning evidence, I guess. Judge Canoes,
I think in the court of law, everything is black and white. I mean, are there gray areas in law?
And that's thing. And the thing is, reality is a big gray area and everything's black and white there. That's why.
Exactly.
Yeah. Judge Canoes' role in managing these dueling narratives was crucial. She had already scheduled a January 31st hearing to decide whether Green's testimony and the contentious Google search would be admissible. Meanwhile, the April 1st trial date remains firm, a deadline that is looming large as both sides scramble to solidify their arguments. It ain't far off. January, February, March, April. We have less than 4 months before the beginning of Karen Reed trial part two, if it stays on track. The courtroom drama also continued as Brennan involved new revelations about the condition of Reed's SUV. Surveillance footage from a police garage, allegedly inverted, raised questions about when and how the vehicle's damage occurred. Defense attorneys pounced on the discrepancy, arguing it was further proof of mishandled evidence. Amid these revelations, Russell's testimony pressed on, with both sides trying to dismantle or bolster their credibility. Brennan's cross-examination honed in on the absence of torn skin and the unusual pattern of O'Keefe's wounds. "Why no torn skin if it's a dog bite?" Brennan asked. Russell explained that the dog may not have latched on fully, a possibility that she supported with articles detailing puncture lesions, typical in some dog bites. Brennan's retort was also cutting. "You're making freckles for punctures?" The defense seized every opportunity to reinforce its narrative. Pig DNA found on O'Keefe's clothing, unless he argued, supporting the theory that Chloe, who might have eaten pig-based treats, was involved. Prosecution witnesses, including Walsh, countered by emphasizing the lack of forensic evidence linking the dog to the injuries. Outside the courtroom, the trial's ripple effects were equally significant. Proctor's impending disciplinary hearing was a black eye for the prosecution, whose case has already suffered from credibility issues during the first trial. Internal affairs investigations into other officers added to the growing perception of systematic failure. With every exchange, attention continued to mount. Stakes extend beyond the fate of Karen Reed. They encompass public trust in the justice system, especially in Delphi. As the hearing adjourned for the day, one thing was clear. The road to the April trial is going to be fraught with a lot of revelations, challenges, and perhaps maybe even answers to questions that have haunted the case from the very beginning. So, no ruling on these things yet, as that's typical. Judge Beverly always seems to take a little while with this stuff, but that's fine. You need to do that. Make sure you're making the right choice.
Absolutely. And I'd also like to point out, because this is what I do here, this is my role, Alan Jackson was back and he had a beard.
Oh my God, ladies. I didn't see a picture of him. Does he look like Michael McDonald now? Is it like, okay.
No, it's not Karen that. Reed. There's some gray.
Oh, okay.
But it's not as profound gray as a Michael McDonald. But
is it large? Is it
he's got his winter look.
I gotta look this up. Alan Jackson, Karen.
Not the singer.
Karen Reed Beard. Can we get an image here? Oh, it's, look at that.
Yeah. Well, it is cold. I mean, it's winter.
Yeah. Sure. I think he looks more professional without the beard, quite honestly.
Yeah. He looks like he just got pulled in for this hearing. Like he was out in the woods cutting wood or something.
Oh, is that what you're telling yourself? He's out in the woods cutting wood. That's the narrative you're going to go with. Not he was sitting in his mansion sipping Crevassier.
No, he was out in the backwoods cabin with a wood fired stove. Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ.
I watched a lot of Hallmark Christmas movies, okay? What do you want from me?
Alan Jackson was in all of them. Yeah. Well, this will be another interesting chapter. There's going to be more hearings. I kind of doubt we're going to get to an April 1st trial date.
No.
It's probably going to be pulled back a bit further with a lot more hearings. It's just going to...
This was like 7 hours today. And this was about the bite wounds. There are so many other things they need to deal with. There's no way. I mean, that's April's 3 months away.
They're going to argue. They're doing their fight and they're doing the song and dance that everybody needs to do. And they're trying to get things excluded that will be helpful to them. And get things included that will be helpful to them. The problem with most of this shit is no one's ever going to have a definitive answer on what any of it is. No, we're not going to. The dog's gone. They've had experts that have looked at this shit and nobody can really come to a conclusion. One expert's going to say this, one expert's going to say that. We're just never going to know. So we're going to have hearing after hearing about shit that nobody can really truly answer the question to. And it's going to be up to Judge Beverly to go, well, I think this is legit. I think this is not. And I don't think Beverly's a bad judge. I'm not saying anything bad about her. But again, we're going to rely on another human being to go, yeah, you can admit or no, you can't admit. There's just too much up in the air here. And I go back to the thing of like, look, I don't think she purposely tried to murder him. And I don't think the friends killed him. This is just a bad fucking accident. And I don't think anybody knows exactly what would happen. If I were a betting man, I'd say she nicked him and probably did not know about it. And he fell or whatever the fuck happened. But I don't think she's out there, you know, trying to run him over. And I do not think the friends were like, hey, it's a great night to kill our friend. You know? Or even if something accidental happened, I don't think they would have handled it the way that they did. I don't think the police would have thought, hey, let's go throw him out there into the cold and say Karen hit him, especially if he was still a possibility of being alive. I think he'd be rushing him somewhere to get help.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. The argument of being beat up by the friends doesn't make any sense. And yes, they're shady as shit. There's so many people in this story that are shady, but that doesn't necessarily mean a murderer. So
no, and it doesn't sound like they had a problem with him either. They had a problem with her.
They did. And I think, again, I go back to the whole story. I think they weighted the scales. I think they thought she was a shitty person. And when it was brought up that, gee, maybe she hit him, you know, because that is probably actually what happened. They were like, that bitch is going down. Because they're mad their friend's dead and they already had animosity against her. Now, is that the right, healthy way of doing it? No, not at all. But I think that's probably what went on to a certain extent, going, well, we're going to make sure that there's no question that it was her. And along the way, somebody thought, well, if we put a little extra weight on this scale over here, that's going to make her look more guilty. No one's ever going to catch it. Who's going to know? It'll be fine. Well, guess what? You went under a fucking microscope and every fucking journalist and podcaster in the world is staring at you. Good luck hiding anything. So I just think that's what happened. And I think these little worlds of these police officers in these smaller communities that have been insulated and protected for so many years, they're all shocked because it's blowing the fuck up. And it's not taking massive news organizations to go in and do it anymore because you got a zillion fucking podcasters that have anything better to do than investigate you today. And they'll dig into shit probably more than actually the newspaper or the radio station or the TV station could have back when they actually had news departments.
Yeah.
So in a way, independent journalism, I think, is holding truth to power in a way, in numbers, more so than just power of a single or a handful of organizations.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people out there are able to dig into this because it's their sole case. It's, yeah. You know, a lot of these podcasters, they're not covering as many cases as we're covering.
Yeah.
They may just take this one and they've got all day to deal with it. Mm-hmm. People on TikTok. I mean, it's amazing how many people you can find who are dealing with one case.
Yeah.
Luigi, for example.
Yep.
I mean, we've got private investigators who they're not licensed, but they're digging and they're finding things.
It's
fascinating.
And if you get it, it's not that difficult to do, quite honestly. That's the thing.
Right.
And people who have figured this out and kind of make it their hobby and shit. Like, yeah, I mean, we started with one case. We started with the Koberger case when we launched Hidden Killers and all of that. And then we expanded out into many more because there's just so much to cover. But yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to this. And the truth lies somewhere in the middle. That's where I just end on this. And that's where I think it's going to go. It's not all one way or the other. I just wish that the judge would at some point say, this is not worth it. This is done. She can go free. And let's just call this a fucking day because we're never going to know the truth and no one's going to be happy either way.
Yeah. We're spending a lot of taxpayer money that we've already spent.
So let's not ruin the lives of 12 local jurors. How about the judge just fucking calls it?
Yeah. I don't see that happening, but
I don't either, but I do see it happening if there's another mistrial.
Oh, if there's another one, they'd better just go, okay, we're done.
I mean,
they have to. I mean, that's being responsible fiscally because you can't keep trying her over and over and over again.
You can. but they better be damn more concise on the jury sheet next time so they can at least narrow this down as to what charges are yes and no. Rather than we're going full force back in on all charges, which could also potentially change between now and then. They could drop some charges. They could add charges, technically. But I'm more inclined to think maybe some charges will be dropped. Maybe it'll be tried more as manslaughter, which I think is what it is, not murder. So I don't know. It's a mess. It will continue to be a mess. And we'll see what other defense attorneys grow beards that you can fantasize about before April 1st.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Moro Casino. America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Moto Casino,
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.